every time period of the year, and every month of the year has a certain avoda, has a certain focus. You know, that's the greatness about Yadus. We don't just say that there happens to be a date and dates are arbitrary, but really the dates, the months, are, you know, have certain powers to them, certain metaphysical power, and you know, there's certain service and work that we should do each month because that's in the air. It's in the air. Tishrei, it's in the air, right? These words are not in the Torah. They're in certain psukim in Ksuvim, right? Mention these Persian months, but the months Yom Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaShlishi, all the months are in the Torah. So what we'll talk about, we just started Chodesh Shvat. So we'll talk about, you know, what's Chodesh Shvat about? You know, what are we supposed to be focusing on? Now that Hanukkah is in the rearview mirror and Purim isn't here yet, and all we have is Tu B'Shvat, and most of us who grew up in Chutz La'aretz, Tu B'Shvat is just about getting some hard carob buxer that you break your teeth on, and maybe there's your one trip of the whole year. You know, if you're not zochet to grow up in Eretz Yisrael where you have Tehillim every month, in school, right? If you grow up in Chutz La'aretz, generally, I would say in America you have like one baseball trip, you know, the whole year, and it usually rains, so it's usually canceled. And maybe there's some other things going on, but Tu B'Shvat is not, you know. So you know, you don't say Tachlin, okay, great, but maybe not great. But either way, the question is, what's Shvat about? What are we supposed to think about when we have this this bridge? We spoke about Shovavim over the past 2 weeks. So what exactly is it? So what does it say in Shas about Shvat? So we know there is a Mishnah about Shvat, the first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, where the Mishnah tells us, Be'echad b'Shvat Rosh Hashanah le'Ilan. On the first day of Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos, for trees, and that has halachic significance, which we won't get into now. It is a Rosh Hashanah, but it also plays with the what we call Rosh Hashanah in terms of rules of Arla and Shumas and Maestros and the like. But the day, the significant day, is the first day of Shvat. Kedivrei Beis Shammai. That's an unusual lashon. I was going to Google it, not Google it, search it, but how often does it say in the Mishnah, it's Divrei Beis Shammai. Kidivrei sounds like, oh, it's like his shita that we know from elsewhere. As if there's some shita that we know from elsewhere that Beis Shammai holds, and this is following that shita l'shitaso. Where else does he say anything about the first day of Shvat? That this is Kidivrei Beis Shammai. Question one. Beis Hillel Omrim b'chamisha asar bo. Beis Hillel says, no, on Tu B'Shvat. And we hold, like Beis Hillel, as we know, Tu B'Shvat. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? What's the Svaras? So the Gemara explains Beis Shammai. Doesn't say a word about Beis Hillel. So the Gemara in Daf Yudalid says, Be'echa B'Shar Roshana Le'ilan, my time, Amar Abelazar, Amar Boshia, Ho'el V'yatsu Rov Gishmei Shana. Since most of the rain, in Yana Diyoma, right, since most of the rain has come by the first of Shvat, so it's already a good time to be Rosh Hashanah. This is the new cycle. What does that mean? Rashi there, Daf Yadalid, Shekfar Avar Rov Yemos HaGshamim, right? Most of the rainy season, the rainy season starts right after Sukkot, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, right? Up to Shvat, so 3 months. Shvat Adar. Adar is not considered really, I mean, it is officially until Pesach, but most of it has gone. Rashi says, Va'ala Sraf B'Ilanos. The sap has gone up in the tree, if that's what sraf is. V'nibsu aperos chonte me'ata. Now fruit can start blossoming. That's Beis Shammai. It rained most of it, and now there's like sap in the trees, and we're good to go. And what about Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel doesn't argue on the Metzius, but for some reason Beis Hillel doesn't think that's enough. Not 2 weeks later, Tu B'Shvat. So what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? What's the language of Kedivrei Beis Shammai? Sometimes we have to also think Pukhazi my Amad Dabar, the Gemara says sometimes. Go see what people are doing, what people are thinking, and that itself has significance. Not always. Sometimes there's something called the Minag Tos. But often the Gemara says Pukhazi. Often, what do we feel when we go outside in the spring, in the Shvat Adar, we go outside, we see blossoms, we see, you know, dew on the plants. It's like we feel good. kind of like got through the winter, and even though it's not such a winter, but it feels there's something positive in the air. What is that that we're feeling? Right, what is it that we're feeling? Often, fall and winter don't bring out such happy, amazing, everybody's getting ready to... But like spring, Shvat, you see those little, you know, Shkediot that are, you know, blossoming. So what is it that we're feeling? What is it that we're feeling? And just one final point, is there any connection between, and there should be, between Chodesh Shvat and the Parshios that we usually read during Chodesh Shvat, which are these Parshios that we're in, Vayera, Bo, B'Shalach, Yisro, right? All these Parshios, what does that have to do with our Avoda? As we spoke about Shovavim the past 2 weeks, that has to do something with our Avoda this time of year. So what exactly is the, can we glean from that? So again, what's the Machlokas about? What's this strange Lashon of Kedivrei Beis Shammai? What's the Avoda? Why do we feel positive? Why does it, you know, make us feel good? And what's the connection between the Parshios? So there are a number of Machlokos between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that we're going to try to connect. If you want to have about 10 more, we're not going to spend all night here, but if you look in Rav Zevin has an article about this in La'ar HaHalacha. Rav Zevin was in Gon Atzum, Nifter about 15 years ago, to about, no, now about 30 years ago. But everything he writes is gold. It's gold. He was the founding editor of the Encyclopedia Talmudis. All you have to say is that. But that's but all of his Latorah V'Lamoadim, all of Sipurei Chasidim, Ishim Vishitos. I mean, each of these is such a creative sefer. We could talk about each of them, but here he has fascinating, just looking at the titles, Mishpat Shylock, right? And just like titles of these articles. He has one on Shemitah. But anyway, he has one on Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So part of what we're going to talk about is from that article. So Chanukah was the last Chag. Shabbos Chaf Aleph, famous Machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. How do you light Neris Chanukah? Tana Rabbana, Mitzvah Sahanukah, Neris Shubeso. The Iker Mitzvah is one candle, Neris Shubeso. Va'amahadrin, Ner L'kol Echad Ve'echad. Va'amahadrin and Amahadrin, we know, involves eight. But which direction? Beis Shammai Omer, Merisha, Malik, Shmonim, Mikan Ve'elach Pochis, Ve'holech. Beis Shammai says 8-1. Beis Hillel Omrim, Yorishon, Malik, Achas, Mikan Ve'elach Mosav Ve'holech. Beis Hillel says 1-8. Why? So the Gemara quotes a double reason. Why? What's the svara for that? Amar ula pligi bar treita amarei b'marava. V'chulu tamad Beis Shammai k'neg yamar nechnasim. Tamad Beis Hillel k'neg yamar yotzen. Do you go by the days that you've had already? Or the days that are coming? And then we have the second shot, Malam Bakodesh versus Pari HaChag. So usually a lot is focused on the second shot, because those seem to be much more exciting, you know, reasons. Malin Bakodesh, Pari HaChag, what does Chanukah have to do with Sukkos? But let's focus on the first one. What's Yom HaNachras, Yom HaYotzim? So what's the Nekudas of Machlokas there? Why would you pick Yomim HaNechnasim? Why would you pick Yomim HaYotzim? Why would you pick what's left? Why would you pick what you've already done? Gemara doesn't explain more. Just says, Yom HaNechnasim, Yom HaYotzim. Another machlokas. Seems to be, as we'll see, does this have anything to do with Tu B'Shvat? Chanukah? Number three. There is a machlokas about the Nusach of Havdalah in the Bracha of Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh. This came up in Daf Yomi about a week or so ago. You had it in Psachim that Friday night, Motzei Shabbos, hopefully not Friday night. Motzei Shabbos, we make a bracha, Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh. The Rishonim discuss what type of bracha it is. Most Rishonim assume it's a Birchas Shevach. If it was a Birchas Anenin, why don't you make a bracha on Esh whenever you are near Esh? Get any Hanah from it. So Rov Rishonim assume that it is a Birchas Shevach that we only make on Motzei Shabbos. We make a Motzei Shabbos. But what's the Nusach? So we say Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh. But if you look in the Mishnah, in the Brachas, in the 8th Perek, that 8th Perek has those 10 or so machlokas, Bishabe Sila having to do with Su'udah. So it's really a machlokas. The Mishnah says, in Brachas, Bishamay Omrim, Shebara Ma'or Ha'esh. That he, Hashem, created the light of fire. That's what Bishabe said. Bara Ma'or Ha'esh. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh. Beis Hillel, no, Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh. Good. Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai Omrim, line 6, so the Gemara Nun Beis. Bibara, kol yam lo pligi debara mashma. Bara means, right, what, like we had this, about al and le, bara, everybody agrees, is past, created. Ki pligi bebore. Beis Shammai Savri, bore da asilimivra. Bore means he will. He will create, and therefore, that's inappropriate. What do you mean to say that? Hashem will create? Obeisal al-Savri, bori nami debram mashma. It could also be in past. Masa Rav Yosef, quotes another question. So El Amar Rav Yosef, what's the maskana? Bibara u bori kuliyama lo pligi debara mashma. There's no machlokas about bara and bore. Ki pligi bima'ar u ma'ore. The machlokas is about mar and ma'ore. What word to say? Mar is one light. Ma'ore is an array of lights, plural. Beit Shammai Savri Chada Nahora Ika Benora. Beit Shammai says there's one light in fire. There's one light, so say Ma'or. Well, Beit Shammai Savri, Beit Shammai says, look at fire. Look at fire. There's blue, there's yellow, there's maybe orange, there's white. A lot of colors. Well, Beit Shammai Savri Tuva Nori Ika Benora. No, there's a lot of lights. Maskana. Ask the Vilna Gaon. Ask the Gra, the Shnos Eliyo. That's the Gra's commentary on Zeroim, the back of the Mishnah. Ask the Gra on both points of the Gemara. Gemara says, no machlokas between Bari and Bara. The Mishnah says there's a machlokas between Bara and Bari. What's the Gemara talking about? The Mishnah says, Beis Shammai says Bara, and Beis Hillel says Bore. So how could the Gemara say, no machlokas? Chisura Mechsura. But the Gemara doesn't say that. So the Gemara says there's no machlokas, there is a machlokas. And the opposite. What are they arguing about, Mar and Ma'ore? What are they arguing about? What fire looks like? Fire has a lot of colors. Beis Shammai was not colorblind. Right, Beis Shammai saw the same fire Beis Hillel did. So what's the machlokas about? So ask the Gra. Ask the Gra, Vizeo Sha'amru. He says, no. What the Gemara means is that everybody agrees what bara is referring to and what Bore is referring to. Fire was created on Motzi Shabbos. That we know. Two versions in Chazal. Was it that Adam was depressed and therefore he thought he was thrown out of Gan Eden and now there's nighttime and no more Shabbos and Hashem showed him an amud of light to cheer him up? Or the other version, which the Gemara has, and that is, Adam was the first Boy Scout. He took two rocks, he rubbed them together, and he made fire. So either Hashem made the fire, or Adam made the fire. But either way, fire was created on Motzi Shabbos. Fine. But the question is, what do we focus on in our bracha? Do we focus on that fire? That fire was created on Motzi Shabbos? And then we would say bara, created. And we would say ma'or, because that first original fire might have only had one light. All future fires had more lights. So do you focus? Beis Shammai said, focus on that first fire, bara, ma'or. Beis Shammai said, no, you focus on the fire in front of you. Bore, ma'ore. Let's read the Gra. Vizeo sha'amru ki pligi b'ma'or ma'ore. This is what it means. Dehayna Beis Shammai sil pligi imavarchin al ma'or echad. Do you make a bracha on one light? Dehayna al yisod ha'esh. Do you make a bracha on the yisod, the original? O al ma'ori ha'esh alanu. Or the fires that we have, sheish bahar b'gvanim, that have a lot of colors. Beis Shammai savri chada nahori ika benura. There's one light. Pirish. The yisod ha'eshu gavun echad. In that yisod, when it was first created, v'yakarchav tzarach lomar bara ma'or shebi yisod ha'esh shayach lashon avar. Then it's past asher bara. Ubeis Hillel samri no anem baruch anami al shalana. We say on ours too. V'har bigvanim is a lot of colors, and therefore you have to say bore. You have to say ma'ore. Sounds like a detail that's not so exciting. You read this machlokas, and we usually say, let's move on to the next one. But maybe there's something deeper here. Why would Beis Shammai focus on the Yesod HaEsh? Why would he do that? Why would Beis Hillel focus? Maybe he's right. Maybe you should focus on the... Right, we're talking about fire was created tonight. So maybe Beis Shammai's right. Why does Beis Hillel focus on the fire we have today? Focus on that fire. And does this have anything to do with the other machlokas? seems like not. One's Hilchas Zroim, one's Hilchas Moadim, one's Hilchas Shabbos. One more. Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara. There's a Mishnah in Uksin in the last Masechta in Shas. Perek Gimel of Uksin. Says the Mishnah, Dogim me'emasai mekablin tuma. What are fish mekablin tuma? Live animals are not mekablin tuma. Live animals are not mekablin tuma. Right, what could be mekablin tuma? Right, a dead animal is not mekablin tuma. It is tame, depending, in certain cases. It could also be mekablin tuma. But what could be mekablin tuma? Adam kelim ochlim. Mashkin. Right, that was the whole discussion in the second half of the third of the first parak. I'm sure you have fond memories of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, and you can't wait to review it, Be'ezus Hashem. But anyway, so ask the Mishnah, when are fish makabel tuma? Meaning, when are they not alive? Maybe that's what it's asking. Beit Shammai Omer Mishiyatsuda, right when you trap them. You trap them, you take them out of the water, they're flailing, they're not dead yet. Yeah. Bartadura says, Chashuvik Emesim. They're already dead. Beisil Omrim, Mishia Musuno, when they die. So Rav Zevin, in his genius, puts this Mishnah in Uksin also in the group. So what's going on here? There's one Yisod. Bichamai always looks at the potential. He always looks at what could be. The koach, the potential of a state, the potential of an item, the potential of a time. And Beis Hillel always looks at actuality. Lamaisa, reality. Beis Shammai says 8-1. Because right now you still have potential of 8 days. How many days left? 7, 6, how many days left? The potential, not what you've used already, the potential that's still there. And Beis Hillel says, no. What do we have? Lamaisa. 1, 2, 3. Neiros Chanukah. Beis Shammai looks at the first original fire, which has the potential for all future fires. Bara Maor. Well, Beis Hillel says, no, bore maore. You look at what's in front of you. You look at what you have. Is the fish dead? The fish will die. But when you trap it, it's not dead yet. Beit Shammai says, Chashuv Kemeis. Chashuv Kemeis, the potential of death is already there, ki'ilu. And Beis Hillel says, not. I didn't give you. There's another one. Beis Shammai sold Shtar Ha'omei Ligbos Kagavi Dami. Mishnah in Sota. Beis Hillel says, Lav Kagavi Dami. But one more in front of you. Or maybe two, and then we'll talk about what this means for us. The Gemara in Maseches Baba Kama tells us a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about Shinui Kone. I steal something and I change it. So does that change the status? Do I have a chiyuv to give it back? The context of the Gemara is that, could you use that as a karbon? Right? If somebody, Rahman al-Islan, pays a zona and there's money, which the Gemara says, esnan zona is also to use as a karbon. What if I change it? It was wheat and now it's flour. Machlokes, Beis Shammai says, shinui is not kone. Shinui bimkomo omeid. And Beis Hillel says, no, shinui kone. We pass like Beis Hillel. Explains Rav Zevin. In Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, the potential, you already see the actuality when you just have the potential. So when you have the wheat, you already see ki'ilu, it's already crushed, ki'ilu, it's already flour. So shinui doesn't change anything because it's already there beforehand. The status of the change is already there beforehand. Shini bimkoma ome, nothing changed because the potential already was significant. And Beis Hillel says, what are you talking about? Until you actualize it, it's not significant. And something changed. When you go minakoach alapoal, something changed. And finally, the last one to talk about is the Mishnah Maseches Idyos. Again, when you see four, five, six examples of this, then every time you see another Machlokes B'Shavei Sila, you're like, oh, does this fit in? But that's many Lashitasos that we have throughout Shas. Beis Shammai says, Idyos, Tarmin Zesem Al Shemen, you could take Truma from olives for oil. You have to give Truma from oil, you can give olives. Va'anavim Al Yayin. And grapes for wine. Kedivrei Beis Shammai. Again, Kedivrei Beis Shammai. There's that Lashon again. Ubeis Hillel Amar Ein Tarmin, you can't. Beis Hillel's right, you can't take Truma. Mimin al she'eno mino. Different types. Beit Shammai said it's not different types. Grapes are wine. Olives are oil. It's min b'mino. Why Beit Hillel would say not. Bringing it back to Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Beit Shammai says, the sap's in the tree. It's rained. All the ingredients for growth are there. Rosh Hashanah li'ilanos. Because the potential is all there. It's what we need. It has the power. And Beis Hillel says, no. Tu b'Shvat. You're right, it's all there. I don't argue on the Metzius. But until it actually happens, I don't give it as much significance, says Beis Hillel. I mean, I heard many years ago, Rabbi Mordechai Willig just was mosif to this thought. Even the lunar realities reflect these two shitos. Rosh Chodesh, you don't see the moon. Nothing there. You know it's there, but it's not there yet. It was the molid. The moon's there, so to speak, in potential. The potential of growth is there. But it's that's inherently Rosh Chodesh. That's not just Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that's every Rosh Chodesh. And Beis Hillel is a Tu B'Shvat. The moon is full. It's all. It's done. It's not getting bigger. Dafka Tu B'Shvat, not Yud Gimel B'Shvat. It's when it's full. So those reflect even the shitas of Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Tu B'Shvat. This is our avoda this month. Nature is starting bringing its potential to actuality. During the winter, the past few months, it's all been dormant. It's all been in the ground. Nothing's growing. And now all of a sudden, the past few weeks, I try to run a couple times a week. So Tuesdays is one of my, when it's not raining. So there's a mountain in front of my house. Beit Hashem, at some point, hopefully soon, there'll be a Beit Shemesh Shabbaton, whenever that could be. But Beit Hashem, whenever we can have that. But there's this big mountain. So when you're there, and there are wheat fields and hummus fields, you see, like you see now, everything's growing. It's like, wow, everything's green. Everything's, you see potential being brought to fruition. That's Chodesh Shvat. That's Chodesh Shvat. It's in the air. And we have to recognize the potential that we have in Torah, in Chesed, in patience, in Emuna. Right, probably over the past year, we've had a couple of moments of questioning, you know, why my year in Israel has to be Corona. My Shana Bet has to be Corona. And if you're in YU, my 10th grade, my wish, you know. I wish it was my 10th grade. Wish it was. But we have these, you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaBayis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaBayis. Right? This past week, January 15th, was the 30th anniversary of the Gulf War. You guys weren't around yet. Right? Yehuda's father and I, that was our Shana Aleph. Right, 6 hours in a sealed room with a gas mask on. Thank God I had Shana Dalit, Israeli roommates in the room that knew to take the plug out first. Right? And I was like sitting there. They're there sitting playing Sheish Beish. I'm like sitting there like a anxious. Whatever. It's situations in life are defining. Again, we don't choose our situations. We just choose how to react to our situations. So there's so much potential that we have. Remember the Reb Tzadok, right? This is a refrigerator Reb Tzadok. Reb Tzadok says, part of Emuna, Kufnun Dalid, in Tzidkas HaTzadik, Kishem Shetzorech Adam, Laha'amin Bashem Yisbarach, Chachzorech Achar Kach Laha'amin Ba'atzmo. Part of the mitzvah of Emuna is a believing in us. Believing in what we could do. Believing that there's something in life, there's some area in our life. We could think about it, whether it's in learning, whether it's in patience, whether it's in brachos, whether it's in tefillah, whatever it is, we could think, where could I do a little more? Because that's what Shvat's about. Shvat's about potential to fruition. Even just talking to people. It's a great story I heard, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, but about a Rosh Yeshiva. I've quoted this in the other drushes. There was a Rosh Yeshiva that Rabbi Eliezer Geldzahler, that was his name, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Ar Yisrael. Juan Litzlan, he was killed in a car accident. But a couple years after he was nifter, his daughter was driving in a car on the Garden State Parkway, which is in New Jersey, maybe the main highway. And she was driving, and she stopped. It was this cold, freezing day. She stopped at a gas station to get gas. Stopped at a gas station, and in New Jersey, the rule is there's no self-serve. It's probably still the same. But you have to go there. The attendant comes out and gives you, does your gas. So the attendant came out. The attendant was a midget. Comes out, and you have to go take the credit card. And he's looking through the window. All of a sudden, he sees in the back of her car a big picture. And this Hispanic midget says, "Who is that? Who is that?" And she's like, "What are you talking? What? Like, who is in the picture?" She said, "It's my father." "That's your father? How is he doing? Is he okay?" He passed away a number of years ago. "He did?" And he starts crying. This Hispanic gas attendant at the Garden State Parkway. And she says, What? He got his composure back. He said, "Your father was a giant." "How do you know my father?" "Your father used to, where do your father? Your father lived in Israel? He came to visit? He used to drive around? He always came to this gas station. And whenever he used to drive up, he always used to tell me, 'Wow, you're an amazing, you're a hero. Standing outside in the cold, doesn't matter what the weather is, helping people get from place to place, doing it with a smile, giving people service, not wasting their time, giving the gas, giving it back. You're unbelievable. You spend all day helping people. You're really amazing. Your father made me feel so tall. And he was the only one. But I'll never forget." Just saying hello to somebody and saying, "Great job, thanks a lot." Because he knew he had potential to raise somebody up. We all have opportunities. Just saying a word, saying different things. We have no idea sometimes. Like Talmud will come over a couple of years. "Rebbe, remember when you said this? Since then, I dot, dot, dot." I'm like, "Great. I'm glad you remember." But there's so much potential that we have to recognize it. There's an amazing comment by Rav Chaim Ivalajin in the beginning of his commentary on Pirkei Avos in the Ruach Chaim. The context of the Ruach Chaim, I didn't give you the whole piece. The context of the Ruach Chaim there is he's talking about the difference between why the beginning of Pirkei Avos says, Moshe kibel Torah misinei masar li Yoshua, why the verb switch from kibel to masar? Say, Moshe kibel Torah misinei, Yoshua kibel mi Moshe, just all kibel, or all masar. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu masar Torah l'Moshe, u'Moshe masar li Yoshua, just be consistent. Why does it switch to kibel and masar? So a number of Mepharshim, I think, say this pshat, but he says it also. Kibel is mitzad Moshe. He was makabel everything that Hashem gave him. Kipel is a lashon of it's kabbalah gemura, complete. Masar means he gave over. Doesn't mean that Yeshua got it all. He got everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in that context, he talks about Moshe Rabbeinu. He talks about Moshe Rabbeinu when he quotes the Gemara that all of the Nevi'im saw in Aspaklaria She'ena Me'ira. They had some type of blurry vision. Umoshe Nistaka Basaklaria Me'ira. And Moshe saw Basaklaria Me'ira in a clear vision. The Rambam, as you remember, lists the four differences between Moshe as a Navi versus all the others. Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Moshe was awake and Moshe saw it clearly. And Moshe, could start the conversation. But then he quotes a Zohar. The Zohar just picks up on something in Chumash. Maybe the Bali Kriya among us have noticed this before. You'll let me know. But he says, if you look, there are four people we know in Tanakh whose names are double. Who we know. Hashem called them double. Avram Avram, by the Akedah. Moshe Moshe, in Parsha Shmos. Who's the third in the Torah? Yaakov Yaakov in Vayigash. And Shmuel Shmuel in Navi. If you look at the psukim in the Torah, by Avram Avram, by Yaakov Yaakov, there's a line in the Chumash between the first and the second and Avram, and between the first and the second Yaakov. By Moshe, there's no line. That's the Mesorah that we have, to write a line there. Avram Avram, pasik tamei begavei. Moshe Moshe, lo pasik tamei begavei. What does that mean? Why does Moshe not have a line? Avram has a line. Yaakov has a line. Explains the Ruach Chaim on a metaphysical level, but we'll try to bring it down. When Hashem calls somebody twice, the first name is the potential, the second name is the actual reality. And by most people in life, even Avram Avinu, even Yaakov Avinu, there's a line. It's a very thin line. Very thin line for Avram and Yaakov. But there's a line. There's a line. There's a difference between the potential and the actual. Moshe had no line. Because Moshe fulfilled his potential to the fullest. Unbelievable. Lo pasak tamei begavei. That he says on the bottom. He says it again in more, I think, deeper levels. Avram Avram, Rishon Mora al Etzem HaNefesh. The first one is about his essence of his soul. Shor Sho Elyon, Shasham Iker Mother and Hashama. And the second one is the goof. What does that mean? What we actually did in life. So even Avram Avinu didn't get it fully, but there was a thin line. The goal of our life is to have as thin of a line as possible. Are we ever going to make it with no line? Are we ever going to make it? I don't want to say no, but it'll be a challenge. But the Rambam thinks it's possible. He was named Moshe too. Me Moshe ad Moshe l'kanka Moshe. And the Ramaz Kever also has that. Me Moshe ad Moshe l'kanka Moshe. Somebody once told me that it says in the Ramaz Kever, Me Moshe ad Moshe ad Moshe. But I checked it when I was in Poland. It says Me Moshe ad Moshe. So I guess they didn't... I assume when they buried the Ramah, they might not have known what the Rambam's Kever, maybe the Rambam's Kever wasn't, uncovered yet in Tveria. But either way, it is a true story that before Moshe was Nifter, they were going to write on Ramosha's Kever, Me Moshe and Moshe and Moshe, Lakam Kamosha, but he heard about it, then he nixed the idea. But, Kedarko Bakodesh. But either way, the Rambam tells us that we could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Out of any biblical personality that the Rambam could pick in terms of you could be as great as, that's the one he picks. Yes, in terms of Nevuah, it's one of the animamins that we can never be like Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Teshuva, in the last source, Al Yavar B'machshav T'cha Davar Zeh, don't let this thought pass in your mind, She'omrim Tipshe Umos Ha'olam, that the fools say, Shakarish Baruch Hu goes to Allah, the Mitchilis Bar Yasa, Hashem decides, Leo Sadiga Rasha decides what we are, Sadiga Rasha. Ain't a davar kain, wrong. Elaguko Adam Roy Lo Leo Sadik Kimoshe Rabbeinu. Or Rasha Kiyaravam. We could be like Moshe. And our children and our grandchildren could be like Moshe. That's added on by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. An unbelievable vart. You might have heard this before. The Shulchan Aruch, the Rama quotes in Yerodea, that a Jewish baby should not nurse from an Egyptian woman. The Rama quotes that in Yerodea, in Simen Pei Aleph. Where does that come from? So it comes from, we know, the Rashi. Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't nurse from an Egyptian woman. Why? Rashi quotes, Pesh Asal Daber Mashchina, you know, it's not appropriate. He's going to talk to HaKadosh Baruch on Har Sinai. Ask Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Ask, if you ever have to speak, this is a very good for parents, for educators. Ask Rabbi Yaakov, he gave ahead in Source 14, Moshe couldn't nurse from an Egyptian woman because Pesh Asal Daber Mashchina. What's that doing in Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch has it written for people who are Pesh Asal Daber Mashchinas. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's Shulchan Aruch. What does that have to do with me and my child? He's a Pesha Aslo Dabar Mashchina? Says Rabbi Yaakov, yes. We have to look at our children and our friends and ourselves as Aslo Dabar Mashchina. Because that's what Shvat is about. That's what Shvat's about. And after all, the only reason that we nationally exist is because of this idea. Many, I didn't give you any sources, but many Mefarshim explain. Let's think about the Parshios we're in. Yitzias Mitzrayim, this week's Parsha. What did we do to be Zochet to Yitzias Mitzrayim? Okay, so the Medrash says, Bischus, Loshinu, Ashmam, Lashonim, great. How many mitzvahs did we do? When we were going out of Mitzrayim, Hashem's like, oh, they have nothing. You know, let me give them something. Quick, Karban Pesach, Bris Milah. Give them a little bit. We had nothing. That we learned 2 weeks ago, the Zohar, 49th level of Tumah. So why did he redeem us? Because he made a promise to God? Okay, that's true. To Avraham? Okay, great. He has to fulfill his promise. That's true. But what does the Psukim say? Because he knew that we would be ready for Maimon Har Sinai. He knew our potential was there. He knew it. So the entire story that we have, that we're in the midst of in the Parshios, is all about based on potential, not based on what we did, based on what we could do. And that's Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the Tu B'Shvat. Now we're mamish right in between. We're right in the middle of the potential and the actuality, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So this is what we're working on. This is our avoda. We have to try to figure out, again, Lamaisa areas, what to work on. We spoke about things last week, the five different strategies in terms of living a life of Kedusha. But any area that we feel that we, you know, could use improvement. So Shvat is a great time to do it because it's in the air, it's in the Parshios, it's in nature. Nature sprouting and blossoming. We could do it, so let's just remember the Rebbe Tzadok. We have to just believe in ourselves. And if we believe in ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us. He believed in us then, and he believes in us now. Here at Sohn that we do it, we take the Shvat opportunity. Take it and get on the wagon of blossoming as we continue marching through this man. But now we know, hopefully a little bit, one of the ideas of the Avodah Shvat, that Hashem, we should all take advantage. And we'll stop here.